This is program number LW2235.
Well, a fellow got up one Saturday morning. He had a really peculiar feeling that something unusual was going to happen that day. Hi, this is Larry West. He glanced out the window. The thermometer was 33 degrees. He went downstairs. Strange. The clock had stopped precisely at 3 a.m. He picked up the morning paper and read the date. It was the 3rd of the month. Threes. That was it. The number 3 was going to be his lucky number that day. He grabbed the paper, flipped it open to the racing section. Sure enough, in the 3rd race, there was a horse named Trio. The fellow hurried to the bank, drew out his life's savings, and bet it all on the horse to win. It came in 3rd. You know, when you invest your life in that thing called luck, you have a 50-50 chance the kind of luck you bet on is good. How many of us are there who give either the credit or cast the blame on that thing called fate, luck, destiny? Someone has said that all we know about luck is that it changes. An old man was living with his son at an abandoned fort on top of a hill, so the story goes. One day he lost his horse. The neighbors came to express their sympathy for his misfortune. Oh, what bad luck, they said. And the old man asked, how do you know this is bad luck? A few days later, his horse came back, and with it, it brought a whole herd of wild horses, and the old man and his son were able to corral them. His neighbors came out again and said, oh, what good luck you've had. And the old man said, how do you know this is good luck? And sure enough, because there were so many horses around, his son began to learn to ride. And one day, the boy broke his leg. Again, the neighbors came around, this time expressing their sympathy. Oh, what bad luck. Again, the old man said, how do you know this is bad luck? A few weeks went by, and a war broke out. And because the old man's son was crippled, he didn't have to go to battle. Yep. The only thing we know for sure about luck is that it changes. You know, there are some who want to say there is no such thing as luck, be it good or bad. Some say luck is merely what happens when effort and opportunity meet. Some say there is no such thing as luck. It's strictly our own cleverness. Others say, nope, things are controlled by the stars. I mean, all you have to do, isn't it, is just open any newspaper and find your horoscope, right? There are the palm readers, the crystal balls, and of course, how many preachers are there today who misinterpret the Bible book of Revelation, which they insist tells about events yet to come? Some say there is luck, others say not so. Do things happen strictly by chance? I mean, is there any really such a thing as luck? Speaking personally, I am persuaded that there's not such a thing. But at the same time, I don't think it's all up to our own cleverness. I certainly don't think the stars have anything to do with it, or our crystal balls, or how the lines read in our palms. What goes on is all wrapped up with God's having His hand on the steering wheel. Now, I'm not sure just in what ways He controls, but I know this. The Bible says that God works all things together after the counsel of His will. To the end, you see, He has a goal in mind. To the end, that we people should be to the praise of His glory. He's working all things together. The cross on Calvary didn't happen by accident, and it certainly wasn't Jesus' bad luck or our good luck. Even when sneaky Judas betrayed Jesus, God took a man who made his own decision, but God used him. God was in control of the events happening. The Bible says that if you'll commit your life to God, I mean, if you'll really commit your life to God, trusting in Him, He will bring your successes to pass. He will do it. I don't know what the future holds, but I know this. I know who holds the future. Luck, fate, uncontrollable destiny, it's all a figure of our imagination. It's not any more real than Peter Pan's Never Never Land. What is real is God, and He is in control. If you believe anything else, then your horse, too, will come in 3rd. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. I wish you'd write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.